recording. Don't say anything like, let's invite Canada, okay?
Let's invite Canada.
This better be good.
Let's invite Canada.
Come on, LeBron. Come in the video. No, Dwayne, come in the video. Do it myself. I'ma diss you back, Wayne. You don't want none of this. Mm-mm. This is Chris Bosh of the Miami Heat. Hey. This is my diss to Lil Wayne, okay? Wayne, okay? Mm-mm. You just a groupie of the NBA, okay? Mm-mm. You talking about you have sex with my wife? Well, I mean, thank you. That way I don't have to. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, YMCB. Why? MCB, you can suck my motherfucking outfit. Little Wayne, your breast stank. Ooh. Fuck you, YMCB. You can't see CB, Chris Bosh.
That's so bad. That's so bad. Welcome, everyone, to the TBS NBA update. Well, we don't approve of the actions of Lil Wayne. Well, most of us don't approve. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for you, Born. Like, you don't think Lil Wayne should have done that, right?
No.
Yeah, and Tomator, I mean, you can't even imagine.
Who's Lil Wayne?
Exactly. Now, I know I don't speak for John McClane because he would be all, that's what you would do, right?
Well, I wish I could know what you were talking about, but you didn't play that clip. So I don't know what you're even talking about.
If you haven't heard, Lil Wayne is a little upset with Lil NBA and he's taking it out on the Miami Heat. It's not their fault that he's a gangster. You can't blame them that he's a thug. You can't give free tickets to somebody and then cheer for the other team. What do you think's going to happen?
Why exactly did he get kicked out again? I don't know if I know that full story.
He was cheering for the Lakers when they played the Lakers.
Can you blame him, though? The Lakers are a good team.
No, they're not even in the playoffs.
Speaking of...
Strike one.
All right, so we have a lot to talk about because it's been a while. We're a day late because of some events that happened. But we do need to talk about the All-Star game that just happened in the NBA. It was a big, big weekend for the NBA. And did you guys watch all the events that happened? I mean, there was the celebrity game, the shootout, the dunk contest, the Rising Stars challenge. I mean, there was just so much going on. And, you know, don't forget the All-Star game itself. So many events. It was so good. Right, McClane? Like, you loved All-Star Weekend.
I watched everything.
Okay.
Except for the celebrity game.
Oh, wow.
I watched like 10 minutes and then it was boring.
Okay, all right.
Besides that, what's the day one event? The Shaq and...
The Rising Stars Challenge?
Yeah, that one. That was the best.
Kenneth Faried going off.
Yeah.
Kyrie breaking ankles.
You don't need to bring that up. You really don't.
He broke one, guys. Yeah, did you watch that live?
No, I wish.
No, because
they were going back and forth. Okay,
yeah, they went. Brandon Knight was like, "Oh, I'm going to show him."
Yeah,
oh, really.
Then he put up a couple of bricks.
So he showed him. He belongs.
Then, yeah, the coach took him out.
That's great.
Oh, so what? I guess what everyone is saying is that this was Kyrie Irving's coming out party. Like, before this, he wasn't that good. Nobody knew who Kyrie Irving was. All of a sudden, this weekend, when he's playing exhibition basketball, that doesn't matter, now he's good. Really? Really?
Last year, he didn't miss in the Rising Stars game.
He did win the three-point shooting contest this year also over my man, Bonner, which got
robbed. Single-handedly, just taking over right now.
So it's his league now.
Until he leaves.
So the Rising Stars Challenge was all right. I mean, it was even like less defense than the All-Star game. At least at some point they tried in the All-Star game. Like they were literally walking up and down the court in the Rising Stars Challenge. It was free reign to the basket. Any shot you want to take, wide open, uncontested. At least in the All-Star game, they have guys like Joakim Noah that don't understand you're not supposed to play hard.
I love that. That's the only thing. He was so hardcore every defensive matchup.
He was literally complaining to the refs.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, he cares. And that's the thing. That's why that's my Bulls right there. They care about winning.
Well, what else is he supposed to do?
Well, what do you mean? His
defense is all he does.
What? How dare you? You obviously didn't watch the game last night where he was picking and popping 15-foot jump shots.
No. I watched him in the All-Star game where Chris Paul just shot a three over him. And then didn't he elbow him? He elbowed Chris Paul in the face.
Good. Chris Paul needs to be elbowed in the face. You guys see what he did to Bosch?
Yes, I did.
The through the legs dribble. Is that really necessary in an All-Star game?
Yes, that's exactly when you do it.
Yeah. Like, when else are you going to be dribbling through the legs?
Well, and then Tony Parker decided to take it to another level, like only Tony Parker can do, and did it again to Bosch.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had a little smile on his face, like I wanted to slap him. That's the kind of smile he had.
Who, Bosch had the smile on his face?
No, Bosch was not smiling.
And then Bosch also put up like three air balls.
Oh, man. It was not a good day for Bosch.
And then he got Blake Griffin's junk in his face.
And it was like in his face. It wasn't like by his face. It was in his face. Oh. Bosch. And then all the Lil Wayne stuff.
It was a weekend to remember.
Oh, gosh. Like, if he thought he had it bad before, he has a really bad
night. When was the last time Chris Bosch had, like, a good time playing basketball and didn't just go home at the end of the day and, like, cry?
Last year when they won the NBA.
Yeah, when they won the championship.
No, he went home and cried after that, too, though.
What else happened in this weekend? I mean, the dunk contest was awful.
I didn't watch anything besides the part of the All-Star game. That's all I saw.
You really didn't miss anything. Like, with the skills challenge and the three-point contest was okay. The dunk contest was terrible. Like, either you're going to have to let the absolutely ridiculous happen, like what happened, you know, 4 or 5 years ago with the Superman costumes and big-time props coming out, or you need some stars in there doing their stuff. Legit dunks. Because if it's going to be like it was this year, just drop it. It hurts the league what happened this year. The only good dunk that they had was the guy that jumped over his own portrait of him dunking over his own portrait.
What exactly do they do for the skills challenge? Because that's only been in existence for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, right?
Right, right.
What do they do for that?
It's a small obstacle course. You weave in and out of a few obstacles. You do a bounce pass. You do a jump shot. You do another pass into a bucket. And then you do weave again. And
I mean, is it as cool as like what the NHL skills are?
No, the NHL skills challenge, for some reason, it seems better.
Yeah.
That's
I've seen
hockey
that.
It's a beautiful sport.
Stop.
Mm.
It's a sport for men. Don't make me call Canada.
Well, I don't know if it's because I know less about hockey and it just seems like I can see their skill on display versus these guys don't look like they're going very hard. They don't look like they're trying to win. And I can't really tell that they're better than the other guy because sometimes the difference is he missed the free throw jump shot and he missed it twice. And so that cost him the seconds. And at least in the hockey one, I can kind of tell which guy is doing better.
Hmm. The other thing I tweeted about, and I think maybe you had commented, he did it. I really wished during the game somebody had shot a free throw with their eyes closed.
Oh.
That would have been so great.
I think, I don't know why, but I didn't notice any tributes to Jordan on his 50th birthday.
What about Kobe?
Well, what did he do?
He shut down LeBron.
That is not a tribute to Jordan.
He did it in tribute to MJ.
No, we didn't.
MJ said he couldn't cover LeBron. Oh, did you hear about that?
He would take Kobe over LeBron.
Yeah, he said he would take him, but then there was something else I had heard that it wasn't a soundbite. It was him being interviewed by somebody else saying that he couldn't cover LeBron if he went to his right. He said if he went to his right, he's like, forget it. It's over. I can't cover him. But if he'd try and force him to his left every time.
So he could settle for a jump shot.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I did hear that.
And then Kobe did that.
Stop.
How many strips? Three? Two?
Jerk.
I think he had like two strips and two blocks.
Okay.
Yeah, LeBron was playing at 25%, and Kobe was playing like his career was over.
This was the end of the fourth quarter. This was clutch time.
No, this was not clutch.
And LeBron choked it up.
LeBron did not choke it up. Kobe just got too serious about something that doesn't matter. And then because it's Kobe, he's like, everyone's like, oh, look at Kobe. He's talking to LeBron.
I'd say that too if Kobe just blocked my shot twice.
Oh, just leave it up to Kobe to ruin the All-Star game. Everyone was having fun until Kobe got
involved. Wasn't he the guy whose nose got broken last year?
Yeah.
You're saying he's the one taking it too seriously?
Yes. Oh, man.
They had a round table with pretty much everybody that's been on that NBA on TNT show.
Yeah.
Including Kerr and... what's his name?
Reggie?
Yeah, well, Reggie was there, but it was just another player. Steve Smith, I believe. Is he on the show normally?
He's on NBA TV.
Okay. They had him and then with the regular panel with Chuck and, Weber and then Shaq. And they were asking a couple different questions about different, things that people remembered about their All-Star game experiences. And one of the ones they said was, that there would always be a guy that you'd just laugh at, basically, who would start the game as hard as possible purely for the fact of wanting to try and win the piece of hardware at the end of the game. So they would always try and figure out who's it going to be this year, and they would like joke around with the guy because you knew like the way they started, all they did was wanted to play for the trophy at the end.
So you mean pulling a Kevin Durant?
Possibly.
Because that seemed, or Westbrook, actually. Maybe it was Westbrook.
This year or last year?
Yeah, last year was really bad.
Last year, right? Yeah.
he was really bad. Like, he wanted it so bad. But can we settle a debate here first? Because this has been coming up lately. Like, LeBron is better than Michael, right? Like, we can
I'm glad you brought this up.
We can be definitive. I've been doing a lot of research, and by a lot of research, basketballreference.com, just putting their stats side by side, and then my memories.
That sounds legit.
Yeah. So LeBron statistically is asked to do more in the game than Michael, except for Michael always guarded the best player. LeBron only guards the best player when he has to because
he's playing all five positions.
Well, he can rely on Wade too to do some of that.
And Chris Bosh.
No, not Chris.
No.
Unless he wants his ball driven through his leg again.
He can rely on Chris Bosh to take some nuts to the face. And, you know, that's a role someone's got to play.
I don't know if they – I don't remember them doing that with MJ as much, of saying, here is a secondary defensive assignment just so you don't have to work as hard. It seemed – I mean – Jordan got Defensive Player of the Year, and he deserved it. And LeBron probably does too, even though he'll probably never get it. But I just think LeBron has to do so much more in the game and does it well and efficiently. He's better.
John, did you ever watch Jordan play?
A little bit.
Yeah, I only watched a little bit, and I had always kind of regretted not being able to really watch much. And I guess realize that I had an opportunity to watch him play. And after what had happened this past week right before the All-Star break convinces me, I think I'm going to go in on like an NBA package because I feel like I have to make up for that and watch him play more regularly, even though it's LeBron right now.
Right. You want to witness.
Like, I'm just over. I just want to witness for not trying to be funny about it, but I want to watch him play. I really do.
And that's good because it is. This is something that won't happen. Once in a generation.
Yeah.
Player, type player here. And McClain, you didn't really watch Jordan, Okay, so stop.
I didn't really watch.
You what didn't you really mean? Watch. When it,
you Wizard, mean the Wizards doesn't count?
No, Wizards Jordan doesn't count. Even though he was still better than half the league, that is not MJ, okay? So stop with I watched Jordan a little bit.
I mean, I watched his from the very beginning of the second three-peat, and then I watched off and on, but I didn't really watch like as much as I really could.
I watched where I had to fake that I wanted the Lakers to win on their first championship run because I was supposed to be a Pistons fan, and if I was rooting for the Bulls at that time, I would have been injured by my uncles. So I secretly watched.
So you don't have to get injured by anybody now then?
Right, yeah.
Because you're a Bulls fan?
Yeah. I love the Bulls. Lieutenant Dang, right, McLean? Captain Kirk. But I was able to watch him pretty much from, you know, 91 on. I don't remember really anything before that. But from 91 on, and I have like a vast Michael Jordan collection of memorabilia, basketball cards. I have a piece of the final floor, Bourne. A piece
really?
Of the final floor. Now, this was the floor when he won the championship against Utah.
Okay.
It's that floor. I wow. have that.
Nice.
Exactly. I was wondering, like right now is probably the best time to sell it, right? Like either it's going to be 50th birthday or
why
when he
now?
Dies.
Oh, now just because it's around his 50th?
Yeah. Like people are aware and they're going to. You know, be throwing money around because MJ's in the news. It's either that or when he dies, I guess. Like, I gotta hit this on the upside.
Maybe you could sell it to him after he loses a majority of his winnings from gambling.
Oh yeah, you're right. I better keep it.
Yeah.
Then for a little bit longer as an investment.
Insurance policy.
Well.
Yeah, so I'm gonna look into a package. I wanna see. I don't think it's gonna, I'm gonna get the same deal as like MLB, I hope, but we'll see. But I'm seriously considering it.
I mean, if
that or mooching off of a friend who has cable.
If you're thinking like, that you just wanna watch him, like they do the 5-team package, where you can watch LeBron, Detroit Pistons, Chicago Bulls, Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors, and the Cavaliers.
Okay.
And keep up with the Joneses.
Nice.
Maybe the Pacers for the Golden State Warriors. I don't know. It's up to you. So what do you think though? Like, I mean, I know you don't have a lot to compare to, but I mean, from what you hear, MJ versus what you see, LeBron?
I mean, I will definitely agree that it takes more, to play in this era than it did in the era that Jordan was really, really great at. Not counting the fact that I had heard some people had said that, people think Jordan would average 5 points now if he played right now in the league, even at 50, which I don't get why the purpose of that stat exactly, but okay. Like,
yeah, what's the point they're trying to make?
I don't know.
Well, because he said at his retirement or his Hall of Fame speech that he might come back when he's 50.
Oh, that's why? So they're following up?
People yeah. never paid attention to that because all he did was rip up everybody. So they didn't really took anything else that he had to say with any credibility. But I think the big thing that he lacks is that just that killer attitude. It's so simple for him to be really, really good, but he's not like uber competitive. And that's the one thing I wish that would make him better okay. than Michael.
Well,
because if
this.
He had it, I think he would have possibly more rings.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, hold on here on the ring thing, okay?
Okay, all right.
Because Michael Jordan and LeBron James were approximately the same age when they won their first championship, okay? The difference is that LeBron was in the league a lot longer
yeah,
because of his age in high school, not going to college. So they seem to be maturing into the basketball player that we wanted them to be at the same time. Okay. So if this was Jordan's heyday and he had those 2 years where he was off that LeBron is at now, these next 6 years are going to be the best basketball LeBron will ever play. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to think about that. If this is the best years of his life, even though he had some amazing seasons, just like Jordan had amazing seasons, you know, where he averaged like almost 40 points a game. But was that the best basketball he ever played? No, not really. And he didn't have the teammates.
Wait a minute.
Either.
Say that again.
When he averaged like 37 points a game, it wasn't
He was young.
Yeah, it wasn't the best basketball he ever played because he didn't understand like the team aspect, like that he needed to make different decisions because he was carrying the load.
Yeah,
and he thought that was the way to win. Is
the other
I
thing I was
going
to say is the injury. I think that injury really sparked a lot as well.
Mm-hmm. Now,
where he missed a majority of that one season. I don't remember what year it was, 88 or something like that, 87?
I think it was 87, I think.
Okay.
So the competitive side, though. So if LeBron needs to be more competitive, like...
That's it for me. If he's more competitive to then... Because I don't think he can just be good at what he's doing right now and be better than Jordan if he doesn't have the competitive drive to really just make it, like, to assert his dominance.
Was Magic Johnson as competitive as Michael Jordan?
I never really... It's another, I guess, unfair question because I didn't watch him as much either. But I mean, I think he's competitive, but I didn't think, like... I don't know. I never got the sense that Jordan or that Johnson would do certain things just to try and get in your head and try and, I guess, one up you on the court in front of people.
All right. Well, as you know, I've been reading a little bit about Magic Johnson and Larry Bird lately. And it seems to me that Magic Johnson was as competitive as Jordan. From the stories I've read about the play during the Olympics and their scrimmages and his rivalry with Bird and the work ethic and the way he did it. The difference was his personality in terms of the public perception. He was outgoing. He did want to interact with the fans. He did smile. So because he smiled and because he did those things, the perception was he wasn't that way, but
did you do a side-by-side comparison of his stats with Jordan's?
Magic's?
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah.
Because he would probably be considered a better player, too. Except he didn't score nearly as many points.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, I guess.
Yeah. I guess he didn't score as many points, but that was made up in assists. So, that's a rough one. I don't know, because Magic Johnson won 5 championships.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think LeBron is better. I'm going to say LeBron is better, but I do think that is a good measuring stick of, like, you got to do it now and you got to continue to do it because now is the time.
I mean, there's so much other things I think that I just listened to another podcast from the sports guy, Bill Simmons last week. And, they're just talking again more about how he's so much more interested in trying to develop his brand than he is of trying to be the absolute best player in the league or in history. It just doesn't interest him. And that's just the way that it is, seems like, at least.
I think his similarities to Magic Johnson are... Magic Johnson was concerned about that stuff, too. And he still won 5 championships. But because he knew that this was not just... this wasn't the only thing he was ever going to do. That his life was more than basketball, even though basketball was a big deal. And I think...
Did he play as long as Jordan did because of his
no.
HIV?
No, he didn't. I think he only played 11 or 12 seasons.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was cut short. I mean, he had 2-3 really good seasons left in him.
Sure.
What about you, McLean? LeBron, right? It's LeBron. You didn't even watch Jordan.
No, I go MJ.
Why?
What? What is wrong with you?
You're crazy.
LeBron has no clutch gene.
What?
No he clutch just, gene.
Game 6, Boston Celtics, twinkle in his
Come
eye.
On.
I don't remember that game.
I do.
Against the Pacers,
wait,
brink
didn't
of elimination.
Lose to the Celtics?
Not in Game 6.
Not in that game, no.
They were down 3-2, Game 6, twinkle in his eye.
Why didn't you bring up the game against the Pistons, the Pistons?
When he went off and scored like a billion points?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing this against bad teams.
What are you talking about?
Everybody beat that
the
Pistons
reigning
team.
Champion team, Detroit Pistons? That's what we're talking about here.
Pistons
the Pistons
always
with
lost.
Ben Wallace. I've been looking up Ben Wallace stats too, just so you know.
Speaking of terrible teams, just to interject real fast, score update. New York is losing to Indy 51-81 in the third quarter.
That's Indy's defense right there.
Whew.
That's crazy.
Go ahead. Indy. Go ahead. Back to Jordan.
Jordan is clutch. He's a closer.
He's not a closer. He just
LeBron disappears at the end of the game.
He's not a closer. Jordan is not a closer. Just because he wanted to take the shot.
I can see LeBron at the end of games plenty. Oh, God. He's there. He's present. He's real. He's touchable. Guess who isn't on the court at the end of games anymore?
Is that strike two? Yeah,
Jordan.
That is strike two. That's strike two.
No. Okay. You saw what Kobe did to LeBron in the All-Star game?
Yeah, he took it too seriously.
Michael Jordan would crush LeBron one-on-one.
Well, I think today. Michael would do
what's,
that.
Wait a minute. What's LeBron's record against Kobe?
1-0 this year. 2-0 this year.
Over the career. No, I'm talking over the career.
Yeah, he beats them when he's
isn't like 7-2?
Is it? I don't know. Is that true?
It's kind of lopsided. I do know that in LeBron's favor.
Yeah, I know that too. I'm just saying when it's 1-on-1.
Well, who plays blacktop basketball?
Kobe.
Well, then what do you mean by better? Because I'm talking about 1-on-1, MJ would beat LeBron.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
LeBron would overpower him.
He's got a post game now.
He would do he would do the Hakeem up and under.
That's so stupid. That whole Hakeem thing.
What? He's got post moves now.
Players spend like 10 minutes with him a year.
You can't stop that jab step.
It's all about. Oh,
is
look
that
at
really?
Everything
you only spend 10
everyone.
Minutes with him.
He did not spend 10 minutes. He spent like a day.
No, because Dwight Howard said it a few years ago when I guess his post game was supposedly improving.
Big man camp.
Yeah, because he spent time with Hakeem, and then when he was asked about it, he was like, that was like an hour.
Hey, an hour is all you need. That's the real lesson here.
No, Hakeem is a fraud.
No, he's not a fraud. Stop.
He's not a fraud. His camp is.
Okay, I'll give you that. Okay, so McClain is taking MJ, but he has bad information.
Rings.
Whoa.
Six of them.
No. Okay, so maybe we shouldn't have this argument until 6 years from now. When LeBron's gone and played baseball for 2 years and come back to win three more in a row. Three-peat again.
In Cleveland?
Yeah, Cleveland doesn't sign that high. You know, they were talking about that in the podcast as well, that a lot of people, well, Simmons is thinking that he's gonna heavily consider coming back to Cleveland.
I think he will.
Because he won't go to like something like the Lakers, even though the buzz is that they're trying to free up all that space for him in 2015, I think.
No.
But that he's gonna go, and he won't go to like the Celtics because there were rumors that maybe that would be another team that would dump everything now that things are starting to implode, and they'd dump everything so that they could make another run for him in 2015 as well. But that if he gets like two or three rings with Miami and then feel like he's going to try and come back. So ridiculous, though.
He's coming back.
Oh, man. Because like, that's what they were saying, because Irving showed himself to be so good now that, like, somehow Cleveland also is doing some things, I guess, with some of their moves over the last year or two that might even open that up as another possibility for him.
Yes. It's going to happen.
And Greg Oden, he's also going to Cleveland.
Yes!
Oh, God.
LeBron's dad, Greg Oden.
What?
LeBron.
Yeah, and they also said that...
I hope he doesn't have the same genes as Oden then. Yeah. That's the case.
Tristan Thompson is in his inner circle.
Yep.
I heard that too. So let's be on the lookout for LeBron back to Cleveland.
So before 6 years from now, we have to do 3 years or 2 years so that we can talk about him leaving for the cold shores of Lake Erie again.
Oh man, I can't wait. I can't wait till he goes back to Cleveland.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's going to be so good. They're going to put that big witness poster.
He's
going to
do
up.
It himself. He's just going to raise that thing himself.
He's just going to jump up there.
So ridiculous.
Such a machine. Okay, Tomato, I know what? You have no idea, but MJ or LeBron?
Are we talking?
Oh gosh!
Because I'm feeling LeBron is pretty fresh right now. He's been
well. He
he's
is
been
right
on the top
now.
Of his game.
Yeah.
And Kobe. I mean, Michael Jackson.
All right.
I mean, MJ.
Let's move on to the TPS NBA scoreboard. TPS NBA scoreboard where, well, let's take a look at the standings because not much has changed. Brownie still leading in the black division, but easy schedule. What you gonna do? Ball Riders tied for second with Team Franchise, but Ball Riders are actually on top, so we'll give them the second
place. Who's on your heels there?
Well, Franchise, of course, but I'm Not a Racist is also on my heels. He's only a half game behind.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
A full game behind, actually. And then Milwaukee Bucks, which won't be invited back.
My God.
1-14. Who lost to the Milwaukee Bucks? Like, really? Hold on, let me check this out. Who loses to the Milwaukee Bucks?
I think whoever it is shouldn't be invited back.
Maybe. I'm Not a Racist. You're on the bubble. I'm Not a Racist is on the bubble. You cannot lose to that guy. Wow, really? Okay, and then in the white division, basketball reasons, and then Hampton and Baked Tomatoes tied for second now. Hampton continues to win 10-5. Tomatoes continue to lose 10-5.
Tomatoes, did you listen to the last podcast?
Dude, I have not been paying attention to this crap.
Well, you're being waved out by a Franchise. He said he's coming after you.
Yeah. Coming after your playoff spot. But he has to come through the Rough Riders first.
Yeah. That the train runs through Rough Rider country, yep. So I mean, Franchise has got a long path ahead of him.
And then Hell in the Hand Baskets 7-8 followed by who's the reigning champion in the basketball league? I don't even know.
It's Drago.
Is it Drago? Okay, so yep. He's 5-10. He's not even going to make the playoffs. Defending champion, not even going to make the playoffs. Okay.
Well, last year he barely made the playoffs.
And then he won it all?
Yeah, he was the sixth seed.
Yeah, he was.
Wow. How about that?
And this time you just eliminate that from being possible at all by just having four teams.
Yep. Not a chance. Not a chance.
You hate Cinderella stories.
Even if it's himself.
Let's see what's going on in the TPS NBA live looking right now. The Ball Riders are dominating the Baked Tomatoes 500-411. Like you said, a tomato, calculus can't do itself and either can setting TPS NBA lineups, but you came in and you're going to try to fraud yourself to a victory, but it's not going to happen. Okay. Because the Ball Riders have been playing games all week, all season. And we're not going to let down now.
If I had set my lineup, I would be winning by about 100 points.
Oh, stop.
Is that calculus?
That's calculus.
Or is that philosophy?
No, that's calculus. I've got at least 100 points on my bench right now.
Yeah. And if he would have been playing Brooke Lopez right now, he would have -1 to his score.
But if I'd been playing Brandon Jennings right now, I would have had 19 more.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
If wishes were fishes.
Ball Riders just lost a point.
Yeah. but my team has been playing like really well lately. Like Chris Bosh, 3 points.
Is that why I see an L2 next to streak?
Yes.
And I'm on a winning streak right now. I'm hot.
I got you JJ Redick. He's been averaging like 5 fantasy points a game lately.
Who has?
JJ Redick. Patrick Patterson, he seems to be out for no good reason.
Because he's Patrick Patterson.
That's probably the reason. And everyone else, well, like you can't depend on Dwight Howard.
No, unfortunately, not this year.
Everyone knows he doesn't.
Is he going to get traded?
No, I don't think so. No.
He'll just sign with somebody else next year.
He has to get traded within like the next 24 hours. I don't think it's going to happen. And then Tomato, we're not even going to talk about your team. Carmelo Anthony, 0 points. Really? 0 fantasy points? Really?
He's recovering. Look, my team's healthy.
Yeah, well, a healthy
just
Carmelo
don't,
Anthony.
You don't touch him for a few weeks and we come back and everything's healthy. It's great.
All right.
I'm glad I got Glass Jowl out of there.
Let's talk about, Team Franchise taking on Lionel Hampton, losing right now 478-642. Hampton looking to put an end to Franchise's winning ways.
Yeah.
Which we do
he's
need
got a
help.
5-game winning streak right now.
5 games in a row. Who's hot for you right now?
Surprisingly, Byron Mullins has been pretty hot since I had picked him up. he had a stretch of, some high 20s and then 135 game sandwich there in between. LeBron's doing great as usual. Harden actually started picking up the scoring over the last, I'd say like 2 weeks. So.
Damn. Yeah, those two 50 point games a few days back.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Danilo, Gallinari. Franchise is trash. Picked up. It was good. He's averaging 17 points right now.
Dang it, Franchise.
He's the 2013 version of Luol Deng.
All right, next matchup. I'm not a racist, taking on basketball reasons, losing 607 to 423. Just updated for me. Basketball reasons, look like he's going to win again. He's going to win again. He has the best team. He's going to win the championship, and he's going to have to buy. What I think, because I know he's going to win this all, is maybe he should get like a custom, like, Bulls jersey with E. Diddy on the back. Like my avatar. What do you guys think? Like, that's like pretty good prize.
That should go to the loser.
No, he could probably get that for a cool hundy, right? Customized E. Diddy Bulls jersey. Like that's a winning right there. That actually, maybe that's what we should be the trophy for this league. A custom, your hometown team, custom E. Diddy jersey.
E. Diddy jersey.
Yeah. I love that idea. That is a great idea. Okay, so hopefully basketball reasons. There's an idea for you when you win this thing. Get yourself a custom jersey.
And then make a animated GIF out of it.
Yeah. All right, Ivan Drago taking on Milwaukee Bucks. Drago, you better win, even though you're a bad team. You're not that bad. Okay, you should be able to pull that one out.
Covered.
And Brownies, or the Brown Bombers, taking on Hell in a Handbasket, and you're being exposed. You're being exposed. You're not an 11-4 good. You weren't 10-0 good or whatever you were when you were undefeated.
We're having a brownout.
Well, my best player went down.
Who?
Thaddeus Young.
Oh, man. You were so lucky, actually. That's a good time when Thaddeus Young goes down.
Are you kidding me?
That is awesome. You got lucky. Look at how bad
he is.
He's
a top five forward.
In what league?
In the NBA.
In ours, unfortunately.
Apparently, you don't watch 76ers games.
Oh, no way. I only watch Bynum. Is he playing yet?
No.
Good.
Thaddeus and Derrick Rose.
More time
also.
For bowling.
Derrick Rose was supposed to be back.
He's not
around
coming
this
back.
Time.
No, he's not coming back.
You still don't know that.
I do know that. Back.
Is that insider information now that you're a Bulls fan?
He said, I'm not coming back until I'm 110%. It's impossible to be 110%. That's code for I'm not playing this season.
No, so you're saying he retired.
I'm just saying he's not playing this year. 110%. Impossible.
According to this, he looked good during his first 5-on-5 practice. He's getting close to 110. And Eric Gordon's also been
terrible
with injury issues.
Well, he is Eric Gordon.
Yeah, that's starting to be his stat line.
It is. I watched him play. They were playing yesterday. Who were they playing? The Bulls. And,
Chicago.
He's do not trust him. Do not trust him. He came up limping on a routine collision. And I was like, really? Really? That's a routine collision that happens in the NBA 3 or 4 times a game to everyone. And you're going to come up
already.
Now he's day to day and didn't play.
He was already
tonight.
Injured going into that game.
You need to trade him now.
No, he hasn't played.
I learned that hard last year.
The entire year.
He
hasn't played back to backs.
Oh, he is not. He is done. His career is over.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm still going to hold on to him for now.
Not a good idea. Okay.
Why, is he going to get traded to Dallas?
No, I hope not.
Hey, wait, can we talk about...
He's got a max contract.
Oh,
yeah,
he's the
true.
Worst. Oh, who did that? David Stern?
Yes. They matched Phoenix's offer.
Oh, wow. Can we talk about, like, how ecstatic the Mavs fans are for not signing Deron Williams? Like, are they still happy?
See the score in the game right now?
Yeah.
Mavs 42 points in the first quarter.
7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Or is the quarter over?
7 seconds to go. You're right.
Yeah.
Might be 45.
They gave up 30. They're not playing any defense.
Darren Williams sucks.
Yeah, he's not good, right?
No, he just doesn't care. He just wanted to get paid.
And he got paid. And now he's terrible.
Pretty much.
And you guys wanted him.
Well, I never really wanted
him. You had him in a Mavs jersey.
No, I was just excited because the Mavs had never been in that sort of situation.
Where they could waste money on a terrible, overrated point guard?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
It was exciting.
They passed on the one that they should have taken, Steve Nash. He turned into a 2-time MVP.
Oh, he wanted money too. He left.
Guess what? He deserved that money.
How many rings does he have?
But that's pennies on the dollar compared to what they were going after for Williams.
He almost had a ring.
He almost? When was that?
When the refs cheated him. No, yeah. When the refs cheated him on the Spurs.
Oh, in like the second round of the playoffs?
Come on. They would have won that year.
Or was it the Lakers?
No, it was the Spurs.
Was it?
Yeah. They got cheated. Broken noses. Suspended players. Unbelievable.
Well, they didn't play game six after that?
They didn't.
That didn't count?
They played it, but they didn't really play it. The NBA cheats.
NBA cheats. That was like a second round series. But yet you assume they would have just beat everybody else.
They would have. You know
that. The series that was tied 2-2 against the Spurs.
They would have won that one. They would have beaten the Cavs in the championship.
Then they still had the Jazz.
Oh, the Jazz? Everyone beats the Jazz. Who doesn't beat the Jazz? Big Al?
Everybody beats the Suns.
Yeah.
They never got to the finals.
When they get cheated out of a championship, punched in the face, phantom ejections.
Darren Williams and Boozer would have killed them.
Boozer. Call him by his real nickname, and the Booze Crew.
Matt Okur. And Kirilenko.
AK-47, yep.
All right. So are you going to cough this up or what? Basket's got full lineup here.
Oh.
But Danny Granger is still out. What the hell?
Yeah. He was supposed to come back, but he didn't.
Well, they're talking about trading him because they don't need him anymore.
He's out to pasture right now.
They really do have a great team even without him right now.
Paul George is better.
Yep. I agree. Cheaper, too.
Well, they're worried that he would actually ruin things if he came back.
I would agree.
Who else?
He'll probably get traded to the Bulls.
Ugh. What's a good nickname for him? Call him Fight Club, because he's always trying to fight people. He's always trying to punch people in the playoffs.
Granger is?
Yeah. Remember in the Miami Heat play in the series, he was fighting everyone. He was throwing punches. Like, he has a bad attitude.
Well, was he starting it though? Dwayne Wade is known to say that he's not the dirty player while he's knocking somebody out.
While he's breaking somebody's arm?
Yeah.
Kobe's
nose.
Those were legit basketball plays. Okay.
What about the one when he took out Darren Collison and just speared him?
Wait, have you guys ever done a dirty play while you're playing basketball? I did a dirty
basketball
play once. No, twice. I did a dirty play twice. First time was in middle school. Middle school basketball. And we were playing a team that was essentially football players out there. They were just way bigger than us. Way faster. And actually, one of the players that was on that team played Division I football. And our coaches knew we weren't going to win. So what they told us to do is foul them. But don't just foul them. Foul them. So, hey, if they say foul, I'm going to foul. Flagrant. You're out of the game. I thought it was a legit foul. I didn't know you couldn't slam somebody into the wall. I went for the ball, okay? That was my first one. My second one was, it was just a pickup game, and I saw the ball on the ground, so what did I do? I kicked it. But instead of kicking the ball, I kicked the guy's hand and dislocated his finger. Dirty ball. Dirty basketball.
Do you want to hear? I've got a dirty basketball story.
All right.
So I was playing a pickup game at lunch, middle school, right?
Yeah.
So just playing some D. Guy with the ball's coming at me. He decides to throw the ball at my stomach.
Of course he does.
I go to protect my nuts, and the ball runs into my thumb and breaks my thumb.
That's not how you play dirty basketball.
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to talk about a story about how you played dirty against somebody else, not how you were a victim.
No, I just got wrecked.
Wow, you're soft.
Yeah, you gotta play through that.
Can you play the vibraphone well after that?
I had to play my jazz band tryouts with a cast on my wrist.
You weren't day to day?
It was real hard.
Did you have a little red dot that said out by your name?
on the school pamphlet?
No, there was just a note like pinned to my chest.
All right, we're playing basketball. Dirty basketball.
Dirty basketball?
Yeah, and nothing about you taking out a gun and shooting people, okay?
Whoa.
Yeah, pop, pop.
I did play in Mexico.
Did you? Oh, boy. What was that like?
It was normal. Nothing happened.
Dang it.
I took a ball in the face. And I played through it like a man.
You didn't get a cast on his head.
No, I didn't get a cast and a red dot.
Born any dirty basketball?
The only thing I can remember was, number one, I don't know necessarily if this like led to it, but I had to wear those Horace Grant rec specs. and those are freaking hard to see through, basically, because they're not glasses, they're like clear. It's like almost like a polycarbonate.
Oh man, these are fashionable.
Yeah, so it's like the glass. It's like the lenses, but then it's like they go along the side. Anyway, so they're hard to see, and I think that affected my career arc for basketball when I was young. But anyway, I had this kid. It was actually dirty against one of my own teammates because I got ticked at him, and he was like the coach's son or something. So he would always act like. This was also middle school, so he would act like he was able to call out plays and stuff like that. You know, like you get to that point where you start playing and you think you can start emulating what you see on TV or the pros do, basically. And we didn't have plays, basically. We didn't do anything special.
He would just be that guy, just like sticking his hand up at the top of the key.
telling me I had to come up and set picks and stuff for him like that.
Yo, run Freddy, run Freddy.
And so there were times where whenever I'd get the ball and pass it back to him, I'd try and pass it as hard as I could so that it would like go through his hands and hit him in the face, or like I would deliberately like pass it at his legs so it would like whether or not like he'd get a good release. That's about as dirty as I went, where I would deliberately try and embarrass him by not being able to catch a pass.
That kind of is like the video I saw that Butters tweeted, where the goalie was all pissed off at his coaches, so he scored an own goal that allowed his team to win, and then he walked off and flipped off the team.
That's why I love hockey, because shit, you can do shit like that, and people will applaud for you.
Yeah, I don't think many people are going to applaud for an own basket. That's true.
Or like a Ricky Davis or something like that.
Yeah, like miss on purpose at your own hoop. Just so you can get a rebound.
Just to get a rebound.
All right, well, let me see. What else? I mean, I guess we're done with the TBS NBA update. We've gone through the teams. We've gone through the matchups. Rough Riders, they're going to have a real hard time getting to the playoffs. It does look like it's going to be the top four teams that are already there that are going to do it. But now we have a good idea of what the prize should be. A custom Edity jersey of the team of your choice. Sounds like a good idea. Anything else for sports in general, basketball,
well,
whatever?
Before we leave the TPS NBA,
okay. Go ahead.
Trade deadline's coming up. So let's talk your hot trash.
I haven't heard any. Wait,
let's dish it around.
Are you talking about real trades or fantasy trades?
Fantasy trades.
The only things that Tomato would be interested in.
Oh, that's right. Do we have keepers in this league? I might need a keeper.
What? We do?
I don't know.
No, we don't have keepers.
Damn. Never mind. Yeah. I don't want to trade anybody then. I don't want to give anybody a chance. Maybe if we had keepers, I would try to trade for a keeper. But since we don't have keepers, I'm not interested in trading. Maybe we should change this into a dynasty league.
I'm fine with that.
No, keepers is dumb.
Why? We love keepers.
You just take LeBron and win.
That's true. Right, that's true. I agree. No keepers.
Dang it.
No keepers. And nobody wants to trade with you, Tomato. You ruined that already.
Take my hot trash.
I guess two things I'd like to hear on the show and not after the show, E-Diddy, is number one, are we going to be canceling the baseball league before it even starts? And number two, I thought maybe you'd go into a little bit of your auction draft experience, your auction mock draft.
Okay, so we have six players in this league is enough. I think that's enough to run this league, especially because it's a first-time league and it's only people that are somewhat interested.
I like baseball.
I didn't invite you, Tomato. I don't know if I want to, but I guess I could.
You're going to have to find another person then.
Well, no, because of it being a rotisserie league.
Oh, okay.
It can be an odd number of teams.
Okay, fair enough.
So, I mean, I can do that, I guess, Tomato.
The only thing with having more people is you have a little bit more of a challenge because not every team is going to be always so stacked. So that is one thing in the favor, obviously.
It adds a little more variety into it. You got to
trade more possibility for trades, stuff like that.
Right. So I think we're still going to go through because the way it's set up and it seems like we can manage it without as much effort, being that it's less teams and rotisserie and we're not all fighting for a playoff spot.
What does that mean?
It just means we're all in one group and we're trying to score the most points throughout the entire season.
Yeah, you have certain
each other? Wait, there's no matchups.
You have certain categories. No, yeah. It's not head-to-head matchups. How
am I supposed to talk smack?
You're just going to have to do it in the categories.
Win categories.
Like, I got mad crazy saves. What you got?
So there's no games going on?
No.
No. There's no matchups. It's like, it's just a ongoing
just
tally
in general
of certain guys that get you certain stat categories.
And how do teams work? Like, how many guys do you have?
You're going to have a roster of almost 20 players.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like around, I think 15 position players.
Yep. 15 position players, a staff of pitchers,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
Well, 15 total players and then like 5 on the bench that you can move in and out based on certain spots, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's everyone versus everyone for the entire season. It's classic fantasy baseball, the way it was meant to be played. The original,
we didn't ruin it like basketball?
The original.
Yeah, if this is as standard as possible, then there's no way Diddy could get in the way of that, hopefully.
I didn't change anything in terms of rules and scoring, and the choices were rotisserie or head-to-head. And because I wasn't sure how this was going to work to begin with, I figured rotisserie was the best way to go, just in case people lost interest.
Yeah, that's probably true, actually.
And then it's going to be an auction draft, which is amazing.
I love it.
Auction draft in fantasy sports is the only way that we should play fantasy.
I agree.
Because everyone, it's just like set up like the other ones, is who gets the first choice, second choice, third choice, and you have to nominate a player for everyone to start bidding on. Okay? So, of course, I nominate Josh Hamilton. And if I nominate him, I'm going to get Josh Hamilton. Okay? So you start with a budget, and I think ours is like 260 or 360 points or dollars.
260 is standard.
Yeah, 260 then, dollars. And then you spend your money based on how much value you put in each of the players. And so if Josh Hamilton goes for $40, then Josh Hamilton goes for $40, and you're down to $220 for the rest of your team. And so what I did was I did one of these mock drafts because I had never done this before, and I overpaid for everyone. I literally was out of $260 within the first 10 picks.
I get a tweet from E. Diddy saying, I have the best team money can buy, and I have $60 with like 12 guys left. With 12 guys left to spend on.
Yeah. So there was whole rounds that I just skipped because there's no point. But it is interesting because you can try to push the bids higher just so that another guy.
And then you just pray that it doesn't end up with you.
But it is a lot more intense. And I think there is a lot more strategy involved instead of just picking the next available guy.
Yeah.
And you are having to make decisions like real quick. And the picks are only like 30 seconds long. There's a 30 second bidding time.
And hold on, I got a question. How is auto picking going to work?
Auto picking is you can set a value to that player that it'll auto bid for you up to that.
That's risky. If we're going to do auction, we got to make sure everyone shows up.
That's up
to
them.
It's up to them. I mean, whatever, if you don't go in and edit it, then it's going to be at whatever the standard amounts are.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Default. And we can just, when those people are up, their starting bid is going to start, and then you can just pump it.
Right. Like, you can start a bid when I nominate somebody, there's a starting bid for that player, but I can bump it up higher too.
Yep.
Right from the get go and say, hey, he's worth $40 to me, and that's where it'll start.
But then the other thing is you got to try and stay in it so you don't let other guys get low priced players.
Right.
Like big time bargains.
You don't want to let somebody get somebody for free.
Well, and if someone else is getting a bargain, hey, you want to hop on that train. Choo choo.
Well, you don't necessarily have to bid to get it. You have to at least bid to make
it. You got to at least
to force that person to spend money.
It's amazing.
And E. Diddy sounds like he was out of the game early.
Oh, I was so out of the game. Like, I had the best 10 players in the league. And I was like, well, you got to ride them. You got to ride the horses.
How many other guys were in this mock draft?
I did it. It was an 18 mock draft.
Okay.
Yep. 18 mock draft. And literally the first 10 guys, I was bid. I was getting those guys.
The other thing is, you have to use all of the money in the auction or else it just goes away basically after the draft is over.
So you want to fill your roster.
You want to spend every dollar that you have on there at some point, because then when it starts, you have fab dollars after that, right?
Do you know about this at all? I don't know about that.
The way it typically goes if you do auction is that you have fab dollars, which is a free agent acquisition bucks. And basically you do the same type of thing. So instead of like having a waiver priority order, you would have guys that are available on certain days based on when other players or other teams have dropped them. And then you can bid on those players secretively. And then once the bidding, like their time comes up, whoever has bid the highest gets that person. And I think you get like another $200 or $300 or something of fab dollars basically.
For the season though.
For the season, yeah.
So you gotta be then very particular on how you use that.
Yeah.
This is gonna be amazing. Like, this is probably the worst sport for us to do this in. Because
we probably know
the least. But it does.
The auction is possibly the most fun aspect about it, especially if you have a league where guys, I've been in a league where we did an auction draft and loved it, but then interest died down a little bit because some of the other guys were in different leagues themselves, so.
Oh, sure. So they had that wasn't their main chicken?
Well, we tried it out basically last year as a sample because our whole other larger league, it's like got 16 players in it.
Yeah.
Is going this route. So we wanted to try it out as a smaller sample size with about 6 different guys and loved it. But we knew at least that draft took a while, and we know that a 16 team player draft is going to,
like
for auction wise, is going to take a while as well. But yeah, we definitely liked it.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to spur interest at least in particular players, because we're really not going to have a lot of players per team. Like, right. We're going to get the pretty much the cream of the crop.
Yep.
And it is going to, it probably is going to be how well did your auction draft go? It's going to be the best team.
Yeah.
So that, that to me is the most exciting part.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's next week, right?
March 3rd.
Yeah. Not this weekend, but the following weekend, right?
That Sunday. Yeah. We're about 11 days away. Yeah. And the TPSN baseball writers are ready for this auction draft. Ready. This is going to be amazing.
They're watching The Wire.
We gotta consider doing something like this for our other leagues.
Oh, if we're doing it for baseball, it's almost gotta be a given for actual leagues that people actually know and care about.
Right? Hold up. I'm gonna.
What?
There's gotta
this
be
is
a
calculus.
Price. There has to be a set price for keepers then. Because keepers acquired before the money deadline and keepers acquired after the money deadline.
Well, we might have to nix keepers then.
Yeah. We might just have to, alright, if that's the way we're gonna go, that's where we
gotta go. You get to keep certain guys based on whatever price that you paid from the previous year.
You gotta bid for your keepers? Well, then it's not keepers.
Well, no. There's a value though to that keeper. There has to be.
So the idea is you could go a number of different rounds. You could go different, like based on rounds that you had, or you could go by what you spent on that player. So like if you, towards the end of the draft, if you spent last year, if somebody spent $5 on Mike Trout, then they could use him as a keeper for that next year and maybe just be a 1 year keeper, but you could keep him at $5 because you auction drafted him last year basically as a keeper.
I mean, this is a bridge we'll cross when we get to it.
When we get to it, there'll be some further discussion, polls up, and how it can work. But the first time that we do it, we probably are going to have to say no keepers for this year.
Fair enough, yeah.
Keepers moving forward.
Just to understand what it's like.
Yeah.
Right.
So that everyone gets a fair shot at getting their team met without...
Set up.
Yeah. Without any confusion of what a keeper should be worth or not worth. But yeah, I'm really excited for the keeper draft. Really. After I did the one mock draft where I was like, I completely ruined my team. Oh gosh. I'm like, I feel like the Yankees.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. So that's coming up soon. If you're in the league or if you're listening to this, if Tomater's taking one slot, we have one slot open. If nobody fills that, then we're just going to go with 7.
Okay.
Two people haven't signed up yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to send one of those to Tomater. The Butters, he said he wasn't going to play. And so we have the one slot. If Franchise, I don't think Franchise is going to play.
Franchise doesn't care.
Right. So if anybody's listening and they want in, there's one slot open. If not, we'll go with 7. No big deal. All right. Anything else before we close it up? I should have had some closing music. Queued up.
I've got exciting water polo news.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
So.
Wait. Where are we at in the season?
Well, we're done with the season.
Okay, then go ahead.
This is exciting. This is exciting next year news. Cause the Tomaters may be coming to play water polo in your hometown.
Oh no, traveling water polo league.
I have been approached by the beautiful Division III school, Occidental College, about coming and possibly playing for them. At their swimming pool, which is colloquially known as the tub.
So you're gonna be a jock?
So, I might go play polo in college in the tub.
Do water polo players get a lot of cred at campus at Occidental?
The Occidental water polo team has been bad for several years.
But they haven't had tomatoes either.
Are you the
either.
Chosen one?
We'll see if I'm the turning point.
You should wear a witness t-shirt.
You should mimic LeBron's Sports Illustrated cover.
Yes.
Like the
with a holding out a water polo ball.
Yes.
The people, though, okay. The overall record of the team was 7-23.
Wear a double headband.
Yep.
with two of those wins coming against Caltech. So
I don't even know where is Occidental located.
It's SoCal.
Okay.
It's not.
I mean, I heard of it, but I didn't know where it was located.
It's not a good team.
You need like, to go LeBron.
They went 2-10 in conference last year.
You need to
year.
Set up a press conference and say you're taking your talents.
The only
and you're going to win not one,
yeah,
not two, not three.
You need
to
come
conference game.
You need to come from the bottom of the tub with smoke lifted up from the tub.
I just come out of the water and just fucking spout.
With synchronized swimmers all around you.
That's really what water polo is at its base level, is synchronized swimming.
With combat.
Yeah, with fists.
All right. So,
that is exciting.
So you guys got that look to look forward to.
All right. That's good. We won.
Who's the Keith Law for water polo who ranks all of the players across the country?
Yeah, that's true. What do you rank?
I mean, water polo ranking is kind of just done through the NCAA. No, it's done through FINA. But I mean, NCAA just ranks it. Or the CWPA. I don't know who fucking ranks this shit.
You could have just said that.
But you have four teams that are always on top. USC, UCLA, Cal, and Stanford. Those are your big guns for polo.
And nobody approached you from those schools?
Do you think I'm fucking worth shit?
You need to approach them.
I'm not good at water polo.
You get to create your own YouTube video.
Witness.
Of all of your highlight plays.
Yes.
My sweet backhands.
You need a highlight reel. Maybe you can hire like a sports center, like an ex-sports center anchor. To commentate on it?
To commentate over it?
Yeah.
I don't know water polo at all, but oh, he just threw the ball in the net. That's probably good.
This is amazing. This could be something like really, really good.
Hey, would you be open to endorsing him?
Oh, yeah. You need
he would have to wear all of your gear.
Yeah,
you need an
E-Diddy 999 jersey.
Yeah, you wear the t-shirt jersey, like the new
Speedo.
Yeah, the t-shirt Speedo jersey. With the,
I get just get T-Piss on my ass.
No, get Ball Riders. This could be good. This could be real good. Okay. All right, that's it. In two more weeks, we'll be back to talk about more TPS NBA. We're coming up on we're coming up on the playoffs here real, real soon. We have
in the third matchup between you and me.
Oh, can't wait to win that.
Start preparing.
Can't wait to win that. So in a couple weeks' time, we'll be back. Let's go ahead and listen to this. This.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Got to see that's how I dream to be.
I dream I move.
I move.
I dream I grew. Like. If I could be like.